say the beat of a butterfly's wings set off a storm.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live from 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdl, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinert, and Trisha on location. We'll be calling in for another review. But, Joseph,
Absolutely. In this hour again, in the upcoming interview with Bob Anderson, brought to you by Business Owner Tax Relief. Explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. Call 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or visit azbotr.com.
I bet that they can really make a wave there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, make a wave. Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato from Oceans, another one of Disney Nature's movies. Of course, we gave Breakthrough thumbs up. What's wrong with you?
And speaking of Oceans, Oceans 11, one of my favorite movies.
That's not an Earth Day theme, though. That's about, well, it is connected to our next segment.
Exactly.
Yes. Right. Well, just Oceans, I didn't care for. Monkey Kingdom, three thumbs up on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ocean's 11 took place in Las Vegas. You know what else takes place in Las Vegas? A show that you can see starring Frank Sinatra. Wait, that's not Frank. That's Bob Anderson. How are you, Bob?
Hey, I'm very good. Is this David?
No, this is Joseph.
I'm David, and we got Greg and Eric in studio, and welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment.
Hey, thank you, guys. Nice to be talking to you here on this beautiful Saturday. It is Saturday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So, no, the show is very cool. It's we're currently doing it. It's called Frank, the Man, the Music, and it's a theatrical production. And it's at, we got a 32-piece band, and it's nothing like a Rat Pack show or anything like that. It's like I said, it's more of a combination of a musical and a play and the whole thing about Sinatra.
Yeah.
And I'm Frank Sinatra, I think.
Yeah, well, you're a singing impressionist. We want to talk about, you know, your range a little bit later on in the segment, but we'll focus here, of course, Bob Anderson on this show, Frank. You know, Frank Sinatra. It's at the Palazzo. Also, I want to make sure our listeners know that in a few moments we'll be giving away a pair of tickets, including a hotel stay at the Venetian, valid through the end of June. And of course, the restrictions apply, blackout dates and whatnot. But you'll be able to call in and win this. You'll have one chance during this segment and one chance at the top of our next hour. But Bob, you know, I read a little bit about this in the press release. The amount of time that it takes you to get into this character. I mean, we're a movie-themed show. We are really big fans of the makeup and stuff. Can you tell us about 3 hours it takes?
Well, when I first started it, there was a guy named Kazu Tsuji who did my makeup. Kazu did Brad Pitt and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. He did Eddie Murphy's Nutty Professor. He did a whole bunch of them. He's really Hollywood's best-known makeup artist. And he does things for the big screen and TV, and every little thing that Kazu did was very meticulous. The little things around the eyes and all this. I mean, everything he did was perfect. And it was taking me 3 hours to put the makeup on nightly. And I got a call from a couple of people in the business here, and they said, Bob, you are going to burn out, man. You cannot sit in your makeup chair for 3 hours. So what happened now is that we changed, and I have another person who is doing the makeup now, and his stuff is more of a theatrical makeup application, which means that from the theater, from the stage, you don't need all the prosthetic things that Kazu did for the close-up things that if you were in a movie. So that has all changed now, and now I'm now down to about an hour and a half.
Wow.
An hour and a half is good. That's livable. You can do that one.
Yeah, that's about the time it takes, you know, a movie. You don't want to be sitting there watching Titanic every single time.
No. This guy's name is Ron Wild, and he did Phantom of the Opera on Broadway. He's got 2 Tony Awards and 2 Grammys, and the guy's really great. He took about 6 years off of the age of Sinatra, and I'm now about 56 years old on the stage when he was around at the Sands Hotel.
You know, I think
and
most,
that's perfect. That's where I'd rather be.
It really is, and I think most people remember him. especially the younger baby boom generation, when he was about that age. And I just saw a documentary, a fabulous one on HBO. I don't know if you're familiar with the one that just came out, part one and two, about Frank Sinatra. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, the younger Frank, I mean, the older Frank, they all look great. And just a world-class entertainer. How does it feel to really be a part of this, of probably one of the greatest entertainers of all time? Certainly has made a difference in the world with some of his political stands, you know, on racism. He was very, you know, trying to abolish that, try to, you know, eliminate racism early on when it wasn't even popular. I know he did some documentaries on that and really was outspoken for equality. And so how does the overall sense of you feel about such a great guy?
Well, I mean, doing Frank Sinatra, you know, first of all, I started thinking about this about 3 years ago, what I was going to do, because I knew his millennium was coming, his 100th birthday, and there was going to be a lot of celebration about it. I have been a fan of Sinatra's my whole life. Nancy Sinatra's daughter started me in the business. And I was the first guy to be doing singing impressions on television. You know, everybody, all the impressionists used to do political figures and actors and stuff. And I came out doing the great singers of the Great American Songbook. So what I'm getting to here is that when I realized that I was going to do Frank Sinatra, it was a big undertaking. It was a humble approach to it, and it was a daunting task in order to take this on. Because I walk on stage, and I assume the persona and the, you know, everything about Sinatra, and stay in character for an hour and a half. It's a great honor to do his music. I have everything about this show is based on authenticity. There's no caricature in it. It's a sincere tribute of respect to the greatest saloon singer that ever lived. And I have, like I said, 32 musicians. We have his actual arrangements that were given to my musical director, who was Vince Falcone, who was Sinatra's musical director. He did his whole trilogy album for him, along with Gordon Jenkins and Don Costa and these guys. But so everything about it is really authentic, and it's, you know, it's really like I said, I'm honored to do it because he's so great, and I knew that he was always wonderful. But until you get into really working on him, you don't really realize how difficult that it is, and what a great singer that he was.
Yeah.
And not only the fact that, you know, like what you were just saying, that HBO, yes, I am very much aware of that. I have not seen it, but people have saved it for me to look at. But I know his background and stuff. And he was just not only outspoken, but he was a very intelligent man, and he was a very philanthropic that people don't realize. Sinatra was a great, he was just a great, great guy.
Yeah.
Very intense individual.
Now, it is, of course, the centennial, and that's what makes this show extra special. We've got some more questions for you in just a moment, Bob, but I want to make sure that we get our listeners a chance to see this. Of course, they can get tickets you know, themselves, and we highly recommend them do so. But right now, we're going to give them one of two chances here on Breakthrough Entertainment to win a pair of tickets to the show that includes a hotel stay, a one-night hotel stay at the Venetian, valid through the end of June. Of course, restrictions, blackout dates apply. You're gonna the winner is gonna give Eric our their phone number, their email address, and their name, so we can get that over to the responsible parties. But so don't call just yet. But you know, so you'll give us a call when we say go, when we count down. You'll call 602-252-1480, and we'll be looking for the fifth caller. We'll be looking for the fifth caller. So if you can't get through the first time, then keep trying. And if it's not safe for you to pull over or anything right now, then make sure that you do so in our next hour. We're going to give you one more chance. So, you know, don't fret. Again, when we count down, it'll be 602-252-1480. So ready? Fifth caller.
602-252-1480. Countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And the boards are open.
The boards are open. They're lighting up. Okay.
So, Bob, you, when did you start impersonating Frank Sinatra?
Well, in my regular nightclub act, I've always been doing singers that I wanted to do, singers that really belong to the to the same type of genre, that Sinatra, like Tony Bennett and Sammy and Dean and Bobby Darin and Nat Cole, these guys I would always do. I've been doing this, all of those singers for probably, I don't know, for 30 years, but I never give Sinatra any more time in my act than I did anybody else. Mm. But now that I'm doing Sinatra, I worked on this 2 hours a day for 4 days a week for 2 years. I would get up in the morning at my home. I had a great big movie screen downstairs. I surrounded the room in mirrors and a great sound system. And the many studios gave me, I have 24 different videos of Sinatra. And I would watch this and try to do it and just got everything, one of his gestures down, how he looked when he sang certain things. He really told the story, man. I mean, he was the greatest interpreter of the composer's writings. I mean, he would every time that he did a song, it was like he was telling the story. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah,
I've worked at it for 2 solid years to do it, and yeah. and now, like I say, I'm one of the component parts, although probably the main component part. But I have surrounded myself with 32 tremendous musicians, of which 13 of my other musicians were with Frank Sinatra's orchestra.
Wow,
they played at Caesar's Palace in the Desert Inn with them.
That is
Vince Falcone, my conductor, was his conductor for 12 years.
Wow.
All the music was given to Vince. They all have Sinatra's name on it. He gave him 65 charts. So all this, everything is just authentic. And when people think about it, that's why I say before, I just like to let everybody know this is not a Rat Pack show. It's a theatrical production that we're going to be taking it to the West End in London and then hopefully on to Broadway.
Oh,
and
excellent.
It's really that type of play. It's a play, and it's a live concert and a play. The show is broken down into 3 areas of his music, his television appearances, his personal appearances, and his movies, and the music from all those things.
Wow.
And it's very cool. You know, as I'm getting ready, I'm starting looking at Mary. He's putting on the makeup, and I get in there, and I pour myself a drink, a little Jack Daniels, getting my tuxedo on, getting ready, walk down the hall, I come upstairs, and I see this gigantic orchestra. When the overture starts, you know, it just makes it happen. Now, what I just want to say to you guys for 1 second is that this is an opportunity for the younger generation to leave the world of high-tech gadgetry and step back to 1965 and sit there and see something the way it used to be, an opportunity to see how the entertainment business used to be, and for the people who have seen Sinatra and never thought they'd see anything like this again, that's what the opportunity is. And it's so weird, man, because the people come up and they're crying. I mean, they're up there reaching up. I'm shaking my hand after the show on the stage. And they're actually, you know, well, we never thought we'd ever have the opportunity to see this or our kids see it. So it's really gratifying, and it's really cool. And so you 4 guys are going to be here this afternoon to see it.
No, we wish. I don't know if we can make it there by then.
Probably not today, but you're there, what, through June?
We'll send the jet for you. Come on, I'm Frank Sinatra.
Oh, hey, I'll be there. Hey, there we go.
As long as Ava Gardner's going to be there.
That's actually what we wanted to clear up, because I know that the tickets that we're giving away are valid to the end of June. Is this the show? When does the show end? Is it June or is it the end of this month?
Oh, no, it's the end of the year. Wow. What they do is that in Vegas you have thresholds that you have to meet in your shows now, because they go quarterly.
Okay.
And at the end of the June there, that's when the second quarter is. I don't have any thresholds. We're going to be here at the end of the year.
Oh, fabulous.
For 1 year, and then we're taking it on tour.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're going through all through, it's a world tour, but what we're doing is we'll be in Phoenix, I think. That's one of the, possibly, well, I don't want to say that because then you guys won't come up here.
No, right.
So, well, I'm coming up there.
Yeah, we got the jet. What time is the jet coming to pick us up?
Yeah, I got to make a call. Right now, the jet is taking Tony Bennett to lunch in San Francisco.
Well,
when it gets back, then we'll just send it right out.
I do want you to know, Bob, that we do have a winner for this set of tickets.
Great.
And Shannon is very excited to see this show. And of course, if you didn't win this time, you can win in our next hour.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you didn't get, if you couldn't get through this hour, or if you weren't the winner this time, we've got one more pair of tickets in our next hour. So just continue to listen to the show.
And Shannon was very excited.
Yeah.
Well, I believe.
Tell Shannon, too, and whoever it is, that when they come in, to make sure that they stick around in the theater, and I will come up. I go down to my dressing room and have the makeup taken off about 15 minutes, and I'll come up and spend some time with her. And,
there you go,
sit around to talk a little bit.
Well, that's an added bonus.
Wow, that's excellent. That's well,
and yeah, Bob, tell her all about the show and have a little drink together.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I'm going to get up there. It won't be today, but it will certainly be probably in the next few weeks. I'm a big fan. It was a little before my time, the younger Frank. I know, but I remember the older Frank, and not older, but right in his prime.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I'm such a big fan. I mean, the Rat Pack was sort of cool. I know you said this is not about this, but this is worth it. I know without even seeing it how fabulous this show is going to be. And just to let you know, my two favorite of all time from, we'll call it yesteryear, Frank Sinatra. Take a guess, Bob, who's my second favorite?
Oh, Dean Martin.
Absolutely. Phenomenal talent, no question.
Phenomenal.
Oh, just...
And you know what? Let me just tell you something just about that. I have been doing this an awful long time, and in 40 years, you know, of doing this here, I was starting the business at 18 years old, but doing it, I have in 40 years never heard a single person who did not like Frank Sinatra. But now here's another deal. They like Frank Sinatra, but they love Dean Martin. And the reason for that is we're not only talking about their singing and all that stuff, but Dean Martin was just a lovable character.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra was at times a little bit more, not abrasive, but, you know, his how he was perceived. He wasn't the way, he was really cool and everything, but Dean Martin was Dean Martin. People loved Dean Martin.
Yeah.
They liked Frank Sinatra. Some of them loved him. Yeah. But Dean was a tremendous singer as well.
Oh,
I mean, a great
phenomenal,
singer.
Phenomenal. And this is so exciting. So once again, Bob, we'd love to have you on again. Maybe,
we are.
A few weeks or whatever, whenever your time schedule permits.
And when he's here in Phoenix, we're going to have him in studio.
Oh, no question about it. And but we want to thank you. So give us the details again. It's the Palazzo Hotel you're playing at. And is it? What, five
it's
out of 7 days?
No, when they say Palazzo, it's a Venetian Palazzo.
Because okay, got it.
Yeah, they're together. And we are there. We're going to be there for probably close to the end of the year. Maybe if the tour starts, we may leave in October. I don't know. But anyway, it's every day, Tuesday through Saturday. And we're there. And, hey, come on up. I mean, love to see you. Come up. And when you do come up, say that you listen to your radio station. I'd like to sit down and have a beverage with you and tell you all about everything.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it. I guarantee it. This is just phenomenal. And by the way, one more comment is that you're absolutely right. Las Vegas today is not like it used to be in the old days with the intimacy of the shows. Probably Donnie right. and Marie have the closest of the old days. You know, they're at the Flamingo, I believe. But this is so great that you're bringing back the greatest pure entertainment and talent there is without special effects, you know, the special effects that so many shows have. People are going to love this all ages. There's no question about it.
Well, when they hear the music, the orchestra, I look out there through the Venetian drape what we have in the beginning, and I see some of the people, especially the younger people. And I will say this. One-third of our audience, I would say, is 32 and under.
Is that right?
A third of the audience.
Wow.
They want to come back and see something like this. If you give them something of really quality, they will sit there and dig it. And that's what they're doing. Mm. And they're coming up to me and saying, wow, it's really amazing. They go on the trip. They buy into Tony Bennett was in the other night. And he said immediately, right after the show, he said, listen, man. He said, right after the second song, you had me.
Wow,
I was sitting right in the edge of the chair for the whole time, and then he put me on his Twitter and got a million hits on the thing. And if you look at it, you guys can see it on there.
Incredible.
And last night, Michael Feinstein was in, and he said the same thing. These guys were just saying, "Bob, wow, this is really cool, man. Never seen anybody ever do anything like this. Nobody's ever really taken on the makeup, the thing, and the whole bit." And you know, they muddied the waters up so much with Sinatra Sinatra wannabes on the internet that put a hat on, and you know, and that's good for them and everything, but that's nothing like this. This is like a Broadway theatrical production. That's where it's going.
Wow.
The orchestrations are unbelievable. The band, the set, the lighting, the whole thing. It's a theatrical production of the highest order.
Phenomenal.
And I look forward to you guys coming in and being our guest and coming and seeing the show.
We appreciate it, Bob. Yeah. Bob Anderson, thank you so much. We're going to have you on again soon.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one. Hey, don't forget that the jet. It's real nice. It's pink. It's coming down and it's a nice pink jet.
Greg's out on the roof flagging him in. So we're ready for him. Thank you, Bob. Take care.
All right, you guys. See ya. Thank you.
All right. Nice.
I'm excited.
Nice.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
This is talent plus.
Yes, yes. Now, I know we've got another guest calling in. Are they calling us, Dave, or do we need to call them?
Oh, they'll be calling us. Yeah, they may have been. Okay.
Would they have been able to get through on the line if...
Probably not.
Not if they were calling the same line.
Not if they were calling
the
same line.
Okay, so hopefully they'll be calling... You're right.
That's how I was trying.
You guys, I mean, you can, in the future, just give out both numbers.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell me call the private one first.
That's true. Well, if we can... let's work on that. Let's go ahead and take a break with Ocean... We already played Oceans, but
Ocean's
from
11.
African Cats, my favorite of the Disney Nature films, or World I Knew... Jordan Sparks.
Oh, Jordan Sparks.
Yeah,
we just had her anthem.
Yeah, I believe that was it. Yeah.
Her
yeah.
Aunt.
Yes, and she's, of course, the winner of American Idol.
Yeah. Very cool. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back. Right up to the end.